What are some of the new research questions that are going to be asked or you'd like to see asked in stage 3 disease?
In stage 3 disease, I would like to see actually a regimen which has been given at full doses in combination with radiation.
Which regimen?
Being given. So I think the drug that I see which can be administered is probably Alimta. If Alimta-based combinations, as CLGB has started to show that they can give full doses of Alimta with carboplatin AEC of 5 in combination with radiation therapy, then this notion about giving cisplatin VP16 at full doses in combination with radiation therapy can somehow be altered. And the second is that if you can actually decrease the toxicity with something, I don't know what it will be. It'll be a gene or a growth factor or a... But we would also like to see the incorporation of these targeted agents in combination with radiation therapy to get pilot data. If Erbitux in combination with radiation is beneficial to patients with head and neck cancer, why should it not be beneficial to patients with esophageal and lung cancer?
Is that being studied?
It is being studied.
What's the trial?
The trial is upfront cetuximab with radiation and then consolidation.
Has panitumumab been looked at in lung cancer?
Right. So panitumumab has been looked at in lung cancer, but... The early data was provocative because the median survivals were close to 14 months in the first few patients which were treated. But then a randomized phase 2 trial which was conducted, carboplatin Taxol versus carboplatin Taxol and panitumumab, did not show a signal of taking it ahead.
What about panitumumab radiation in lung cancer?
I don't recall of any such research being conducted at the present point in time, because after that metastatic disease study, I think they concentrated all their efforts somewhere else.